This episode is all about special things. Currently in the entire world, we are suffering from a pandemic. But each person is suffering in a different way. The things that were normal to us and the things that we sometimes took for granted have been taken away. The feeling of giving our loved ones a hug, the feeling of seeing an emotion of a bystander, the feeling of doing what we wanted when we wanted, the feeling of not washing our hands 100 times a day, the feeling of getting into a car, getting into a plane, and feeling free. This Popcard episode is all about special things, to remind us of the special things that we still have today, and to embrace those, and to get us through what I would say is the most challenging time for everyone in the current decade that we're in. Special. What is special? And let's think about that word. I want you to think for a few seconds what special means to you. Hold that feeling. Hold that thought. Hold that emotion. Hold that feeling. For me, special, it's something that's better than the rest. Something that is quite close to my heart. Something that makes me feel good. Something I'm feeling very passionate about. Something I'm elated. I feel joy. Special things are a list of things for me that make me feel me during this pandemic. That make me feel alive. Make me feel motivated, make me want to kind of get on with the day. The first special thing is the feeling of being connected. The feeling of being connected to our loved ones, the feeling of being connected, but connection to the level of that we can speak to them, we can pick up the phone, we can connect from this country to another country and multiple countries all at once. Now, wouldn't you say that's a special thing? Connection is my first most important special thing. The second most special thing for me is meditation. Now, it doesn't matter where I am, what I'm doing, and what space I'm in. I feel like I'm able to meditate in the most chaotic of situations. And trust me on this one, the most difficult, challenging situations. So the second special thing to me is meditation. Now, if you haven't tried meditation before, there's loads of self-help videos around the web that will help you. Just remember, with anything that you start with, take it easy. There's no pressure. You know, there's no absolute definitive guide of how you should be doing things and how you shouldn't be doing things. So meditation, I find at least meditation of 20 to 30 minutes a day keeps my mind cleared, keeps our mind in focus, and kind of washes away the day itself. Now, from all of you who are working from home, who are in that kind of same groundhog day type of feeling, that meditation for me helps clear that day. Even though physically I am not entering into another space, even though I am not moving from one physical destination to another, because when you go to work, you go from one physical destination energy into your house energy, you're not doing that, which can be quite challenging. Because the energy that is surrounding you throughout the day is the energy that you're keeping within the night, and it's the energy that you're falling asleep with. So there has to be a time in between that that you have to sort of clear that away. The other useful type of meditation that I think is very special to me, one of my special things, is shower meditation. Now, when you're showering and you're taking that meditation, you can actually physically feel the day kind of washing itself from you. Now, when you're making that intention of washing the day away, talk. Talk out loud. If you're sharing a house and you feel a bit uncomfortable, say these affirmations in your mind. I wash the day away. I'm allowing myself to wash all those thoughts, these emotions, the stress, or whatever it is that you've gone through the day, wash that away. But as soon as you come out of the shower, you will feel a bit lighter. Because what you've done, you've talked about it, you've let it out your system, and it's out there. I'm not saying that's gonna lighten the load in terms of fixing those problems, but for that precise moment in time, taking those into your evening may not be the kind of healthiest thing for you to do. So shower meditation really does help, and making those affirmations. I do apologize for the fireworks that are going off. I have attempted to kind of make this recording throughout the day, and I've had no luck, so I'm just rolling with it, okay? The third special thing for me is reading. Now, this is the time that we can really kind of focus, have that time. We've got less distractions, less plans in the diary, less kind of noise around us, particularly because sometimes, you know, we can be busy for the sake of being busy and not actually kind of contributing to our inner well-being, our inner world peace, and the things that we really want to do. So reading is my third one, even if it means not reading a physical book, but reading things out there, figuring out a new topic, researching something, whatever it is, feed your mind. Because when your mind is idle, you think, and when you think, come on, we all know where that road leads, and especially where we're in a situation that we are, thinking is not always the greatest of things. So the third thing for me is reading, soaking up knowledge, and finding out new things. And that fascinates me personally. The fourth special thing for me is fresh air. Now, that's something that we all have access to. How fresh that is, I'm not sure. But it's very important that within this pandemic, because again, we're very much at home, is even though, depending on your schedule, just go out in the garden and embrace nature, embrace the trees, embrace the grass, embrace whatever you have, and breathe in. Breathe in, and each time you take that breath in, remind yourself how lucky you are, how grateful you are, and make your positive affirmations for that day. It doesn't matter when you do it, the start of the day, the middle of the day, the end of the day, just keep reminding yourself that it is okay, that whatever it is you're going through, it is fine. So just to reiterate, the first of this special thing for me is being connected. The second special thing for me is meditation. The third special thing for me is reading. And the fourth special thing for me is fresh air. Now, the fifth one for me is, I would say, support. Support and love. If the pandemic has taught us one thing, without support and love, I mean, it goes to the first one, but without having a good support network and being able to talk and I'm able to kind of go through those bad days, without that, It will be very, very difficult. This pandemic for me has personally kind of made me value relationships even further, made me value those kind of unconditional relationships that we have around us. So these are the kind of five special things. Now to you, I'd like you to do an exercise within this podcast of the things that are special to you and the things that do not require any monetary value, do not require for you to purchase and a click and collect type of vibe. These are things that are very special to you, and these are the things I can think of, hand on heart, that are special to me right now. Do more of what you love. We are undergoing a very difficult time where your normal day-to-day is not your normal day-to-day anymore. We are trying to find normality out of chaos, and trust me on this one, I have struggled myself, where I've constantly felt elated and I've gone about these special things, but in between there, even I felt deflated, I felt unmotivated, and I've had to remind myself of these special things. And it's very difficult when you're feeling like that to remind yourself, but just remember not to be too hard on yourself. Reach out to your supportive loved ones, get connected, get yourself on that fresh air, and remind yourself what it's like to be human. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. Part of the podcast, Rena's Ramblings podcast, please be reminded that this is a one take podcast and this is not edited, this is not taken out, so everything that I'm saying is one cut. And I will be releasing more podcast episodes as we move forward. I've got loads of content lined up, some themes lined up that I will be talking about. Please feel free to share and get subscribed to this content. It's available if you are listening on certain platforms. It's available. I've made sure it's available on 12 to 13 different podcasting platforms around the world. And I love the fact that around the world as well, not just from my native country in the UK, that you guys are all connecting to this and you're getting something out of it. The more feedback I have, it's amazing. And if you don't want to give feedback, that's fine as well. Just listen, take something from it, be kind to yourself. This is DJ Rena signing out. Love and light. Thank you.